I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Delta Airlines is trying something new after a year in which it and other big airlines like American and United again saw many of their passengers go over to low-cost competitors like JetBlue and Southwest. Now, Delta has a scheme it hopes will make it more competitive. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what is Delta doing?
Well, Time is reporting today that the airline is going to basically expand a trial run program that it's had at its hub in Cincinnati, where it cut fares by some 60%. It's also getting rid of that Saturday night stay requirement that you usually have to get a lower fare, and it's cutting the fees that you have to pay if you want to change your ticket. We spoke with Julius Maldutis, who heads up airline consulting firm Aviation Dynamics, and he says this is all about trying to compete with the one type of airline that's actually making money these days.
Already several other carriers have launched similar steps, and it's nothing more than a way to compete with the low-cost carriers who basically now control the pricing structure in the United States. So as a result, the full network carriers have nothing else they can do except to go down to the level and eliminate all of these restrictions and match the fares of the low-cost companies.
And, of course, this is all about avoiding the fate of United and U.S. Airways, ATA, Hawaiian, and Aloha Air, all bankrupt.
So how is Delta doing these days?
Well, they came very, very close to declaring Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection themselves last year. We heard all throughout the year that that if they didn't get the employee concessions they were looking for, they'd have to do just that. So they got the wage and benefit cuts. They also pulled out of the Dallas-Fort Worth hub, where they were the second largest airline. So, again, this is really just another step that they're taking in the hopes of becoming healthy. Now, of course, passengers would argue that perhaps the best way to do that is avoiding some of the huge problems like they had with their subsidiary Comair over the holiday weekend, where all their computers broke down and flyers were stranded over Christmas.
So is this new fare structure going to actually make Delta profitable?
Well, it will possibly if it generates passenger traffic, especially any passengers that would have flown on a low-cost competitor like Southwest or JetBlue. That could certainly help revenues. But Maldutis says that generally this kind of move tends to be revenue neutral because it's so incremental. In other words, it's not like all of a sudden tons of passengers are going to start flying Delta because of these new fares. They're going to look around for the best bargain that they can get, and it really doesn't matter which airline that may be. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, Alex, we're looking back 5 years to the Y2K bug and whether and how it's still affecting us today.
I remember it fondly. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.